If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Always stories about parents misbehaving at sports games for their kids, but there is an actual etiquette, believe it or not. Karen Thomas is the authority on etiquette. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. So there's four major things that can happen at a game that aggravates parents and starts terrible things happening.
These are typical scenarios?
Yep. Karen, I'm hoping you can tell me what you're supposed to do in every single one of them, okay?
I gotcha.
All right. The ref keeps calling the game incorrectly. The ref just stinks.
Well, unfortunately, as a parent, you must remain calm and quiet if you wish to discuss it after the game with the ref, but you should not disrupt or put your personal opinion into the game.
I'll make snarky remarks. So, like, last week, they called offsides when one of our teammates was not offsides, and they took away the goal.
Clearly.
Right? Yeah, but when we made the next goal, I yelled out, "They're not going to take that one away from you."
Oh,
yeah.
That was grown up. That was grown up of her, wasn't it?
No, that really isn't appropriate. You know, parents should refrain from being coaches and referees at games and just cheer politely for their team and just accept that sometimes the games are not going to go or the calls are not going to go their way.
Win some, you lose some.
What do you do when the coach isn't playing your kid?
Now, that there is a difficult one, but that is something that you should address with the coach in private, not in front of the team, not in front of your child. But approach it in a manner that you're willing to help and you're willing to understand, not like, "My kid is the best player. You should be playing her. And why are you not?" So always approach with honey, not with lemons.
What if the parent next to you keeps complaining that their kid isn't getting any field time, but you want to tell them it's because they stink?
Oh, no.
Okay. No. Well, unfortunately, we all have our opinions and we want to say them. Perhaps that would be a conversation for you to have with your spouse away from the game later on and not to the person whose player is not performing up to his or her ability.
Are you implementing that you should be a kind human being?
Because that's so nice of her.
Yeah.
See, it was nice.
Okay, what do you do if another parent is constantly screaming things that are offensive? Do you approach that parent or do you stay out of it?
I would approach that parent again on the sidelines away from other people, not in front of everybody. So if she is the one making all the noise, I wouldn't yell over to her during the game, but I would pull her aside, you know, later and say, you know, "Geez, your language," or, you know, say something, and, you know, that it is disturbing. And again, this is a kid's sport. You know, this is not a hockey game where this type of behavior is a little more, I'd say, acceptable. You know, kids' sports, it's different, and we have to refrain from being that ill-mannered parent. We have to be respectful because we want our children to understand that this is not acceptable as well.
To be clear, we don't want parents fighting at kids' hockey games either.
Mm-hmm.
To be clear.
Exactly.
Let me put that out there.
You know, we want to mirror the behavior that we want from our children. So if you're yelling, screaming, or swearing, or doing things, or calling the ref names, you know, really, that's telling your child it's okay to do that as well.
One last one. The players on the other team are too aggressive. As a parent, do you get involved or do you let the coaches handle that?
You let the coaches and refs handle that. And that is very disturbing when someone is like hurting your child or, you know, deliberately being mean to your child. You want to run right out of the stands. I get that. But, you know, you have to let them handle it. And if you feel that the coach or the ref after the game or, you know, this is a continual activity, you want to make sure that you approach them individually and address it then, not in front of the team or publicly.
Karen Thomas, etiquette expert. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Thank you, Karen.